takes place next Sunday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Let's see, they have the Lily's Diabetes 250 next Saturday at Indianapolis. Of course, this Wednesday, Dennis, you'll be there, Eldora Speedway in beautiful Rossburg, with the Camping World Truck Race. The Indy cars are off until July 30th for Mid-Ohio when they head up to beautiful Lexington. And then July 30th, in a couple of weeks, the Hungarian Grand Prix and beautiful Budapest for Formula One. So back with us tonight is Tom Keene of CorvetteParts.net. Tom, we had you on the Kentucky Speedway. Welcome again. You're here live. What do you think about all this tonight?
Kind of interesting.
Huh?
It's kind of interesting.
Kind of fast-paced and kind of nuts sometimes during the breaks.
Yeah.
Dennis and I arguing with each other all the time and everything else. You're just kind of being a referee, huh?
Yeah, you know.
It's a throwdown.
Yeah, you got to wear a striped shirt just to keep everything going straight.
No, really. But you had to be on cloud nine last week. We talked to Mark Simmendinger early on, and to wrap up the triple header, you had a car with your business's name on it. I mean, we talked to Adam Weber of AE Door, but I mean, I can't imagine having a business and there's my name on a NASCAR. I mean, it's incredible.
And it happens again this week in Indy.
So your CorvetteParts.net will be on. Who's racing for you now this week?
Matt Tabetadetta, the 32.
Oh, okay, so the same
car,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
It's the exact same car. It may not be the same chassis, but it's the same paint design that was ran at Kentucky. Ernesto will be on the hood. We'll be on the quarter panels and the TV panel. And so it's kind of a split sponsorship deal to where they're we're running both races together, two Cincinnati companies. And so that's kind of neat that two Cincinnati companies are on the same car.
How about that? Now you've hit the big time in Kentucky Speedway, but now you're really hitting the big time. You're going to have a car running in Indianapolis, man.
Mecca of racing.
I mean, what's going on there? That's got to be the cherry on top of everything else, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, we've been involved in several of the races, and this is one of the big races that we've been involved in, and so it's neat.
How about that?
That's great. You know, he's out of Corvette parts on a Ford.
Minor technicality.
It all fits together, right, Tom?
Yeah, it's automotive.
Fits together somehow, doesn't it?
Well, it's one of the things where the confusion creates interest. And so when you have confusion, it creates people to talk. From an advertising point of view, that's what you want.
Well, so you got a Ford car, and you're going to have CorvetteParts.net on it.
Yeah. Correct. It'll be a Ford logo, Ford blue oval, and it'll say CorvetteParts.net directly below it on the rear TV panel.
Well, the people in the media could be going crazy. Like, what it's now NASCAR, like meshing matching both. You know, they want manufacturers to come in, but now you're putting two together instead of one. I mean, people will be going crazy.
Well, they took and had a magazine article where they said, yeah, in the sponsorship world being as crazy as it is, it creates some strange bedfellows.
Exactly,
and they used our picture. Used the picture.
Really?
That.
How about that? So you went to Kentucky Speedway. What kind of results did you get on the website and the business wise from people that saw the car and went to the website? Now, what kind of hits? How many hits you get? Was it good?
But it gets the more TV time you get, the better it is. So it's one of the things where it's all good.
Right,
and it's an enjoyable thing. And my wife really enjoys it to the point that we pay to be a sponsor on the car, but then she works with the team pushing the car through tech.
That's fun.
She takes and chases this and that for the Ron, the truck driver, and she's his right hand assistant. So I mean, it's one of the things where we turn it into a fun time for everybody, and we have fun with the team to where. We're not a sponsor, we're part of the team. So it's one of the things where every now and then we have a little bit of rub where, you're the sponsor.
Yeah.
and that doesn't happen too often, right? I mean, somebody will just put money up, hey, I want my name on the car, and they'll just sit back and go, okay, whatever happens, happens. But, I just want my name there, get a little TV work and everything else. But you guys are actually got – you guys
– fun with
you,
it.
You got you're taking one more step. You're actually involved with the team itself.
Oh, 110%. And so you take and we had another team look at me and he goes, why is your wife working harder than the guys that are getting paid and you're paying them?
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, what do you want me to do? This is what we do. This, you know, we run the Corvette parts business, and this is kind of an outlet where it's a totally different distraction of trying to chase parts for various people.
Right.
And so it's just a total distraction to where, you know, it's fun.
And the neat thing is you got a guy who is very, very popular because he was like fifth last year at one of the races, and he went home to Hickory where he lives, and the whole neighborhood was going crazy about it. And yeah. Matt DiBenedetto is one of those guys just, he may not win a race, you know, but he is one of those guys everybody likes to be around. He's a lot of fun. And
he's got the personality.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of the things where I have fun with him because he hasn't totally figured me out to where I can jack with him a little bit, so he don't know if he's pitching or catching sometimes. So
you're going to be up there next Sunday, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You're going to be standing right there on the grid. What's that going to feel like?
It's kind of neat.
I mean, right there. You're going to be right there.
Right there with the car.
Right. You do the national anthem, they'll be standing your hand over your heart, and the cameras come right by you and say, there's Tom.
Then what? You'll They've be on the. There. You're going to be up on the pit box and everything else. I mean, you know, just like Mr. H and you know all the like Penske and all the rest of them.
We've done it. Been there.
How about that?
Isn't that great?
That is great, man. I mean, I tell you what, that is great. And then the other Cincinnati company you were talking about. Who is that?
Ernesto Wada, the paint gun people.
Oh, okay. So cool. Yeah. So a couple more minutes here with Tom Keene at CorvetteParts.net. What's the biggest? What's the most popular part for Corvettes these days?
That's all over the board, because there's so many.
What year and all that stuff and the make and everything else.
Right. It varies. It could be from a '63 split window to a 2005 or 2014. It just depends on what Mr. John Q. customer is, what body style he's interested in.
And you got it all. You can get it.
We work with it all. I mean, we've got customers all over the world, and we do a great walk-in business and the web and everything else. So we kind of got it rocking and rolling to some degree.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
That'd be cool next Sunday now to be there, standing there, and you got your name on a car at Indianapolis.
Yes.
That would be something. So hopefully, you know, if Matt wins or something, you got to call us, man.
Yeah.
Do something. I mean, you got to, you know, I mean... You know,
I'll be down here beating on your door.
There you go.
Bring the car. We'll put it out front and on Montgomery Road. What the heck? We'll do some donuts out there.
Exactly.
So, but Tom, all the best.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate you seeing out there. We appreciate you being out at the Kentucky Speedway. All the best to you and Matt and the team next Sunday.
Well, that's...
We'll be checking you out.
Yeah. We'll be there.
Don't be a stranger to the show.
Whenever.
Yeah, Bob's gone like 89% of the time. So we just have, you know, we have Ray Dunlap in here. We have you. We can have it. It's like he's like Johnny Carson sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
If I'm in town, I'm free. Just,
there you go.
Just yell at me, and we'll make it happen.
There you go. Tom, all the best. Good luck this Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
So we thank Tom Keene. We also thank Rob Kropfeld, Joseph Newgarden, Mark Simmendinger, and more. We will see you next Sunday on the Miami Valley Gaming Racing Report. Get ready to get lucky just off I-75, exit 29. The Sunday supplement is next, and then Willie, 9 to midnight, right here on News Radio 700 WLW in Cincinnati.